The city council approved the dissolution of the TIF earlier this week. City manager Greg McDaniel says it was created back in 2005 to allow for the redevelopment of the Hy-Vee store and the northern retail section attached to the grocery store.
That TIF is a tool that's state approved and was used to pay for some of the costs on the project. Thankfully, that TIF has paid itself off early, and the final payment was made in February.
A TIF district generally freezes property tax revenues for businesses to help stimulate growth or revitalization. But now with its dissolution, revenues will go back to recipients who benefit from the taxes in that area, like the Maryville R2 School District. For KXCV, KRNW, I'm Jeremy Werner reporting.